Somebody not me.
Done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold. Like we winning it here, yeah, we winning it here.
What's going on, family? We here in the building. 494 NBA playoffs. Caitlin getting to the bag. I mean, some things to talk about, man. Kelsey got the dog class. We got some things. See, how you feeling out there, man? Tell me.
I'm feeling good, you know, sun is starting to shine, so I'm feeling great, to be honest. A new episode dropped on Saturday, so everyone go listen or watch. So, yeah. How about you, Ju?
I'm good, man. Hairline crispy, a wavy. I'm getting ready for finals. I'm feeling real good. Summertime shy on the way. Hey, this is the first time we've been on in a good, what, two months?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
true.
Yeah. That's real. Let's get it. Well, man, how you feeling, bro?
You see the scan. The boy luxurious. You know what I'm saying? I got the clean jeans on for y'all today. I'm chilling. I'm out here minding my business. They calling me Mr. Goodbar. Steve out here throwing thirst traps again, so I guess the world is right.
I am not, but if you shall say so, then you have it.
Yo, C called me Saturday and was like, why you not liking my videos? You know why I'm not liking your videos.
I need to like it because then it brings in the views. What do you mean?
I'm not liking that. Get up out of here.
I'm not liking that.
Send Judah like it. You know, you know how you do.
This is what we're talking about. Here we go. Somebody got one.
Hey, he hit you in the week.
That's a girl, man.
We in here. In
the street, my bad. I saw this. Yeah, no, my bad.
So where are we at? What are we most excited about? What's happening in the basketball world right now? This is the whole arena. The WNBA, NCAA just ended. Like, we had a national championship. We had NBA playoffs popping off. Like, what are we most excited about when we're talking about basketball? Ju, let me start with you, bro. Talk to me.
I think the only right answer for me is right now is NBA playoffs, bro. That's what I'm most excited about. See who the fakers, which I don't know, man. Magic looking shaky right now, bro. See who the fakers, man. See who the pretenders, and see who the real deal. The WNBA season start next week.
22 days.
It's an exhibition game or something. Preseason this week.
Preseason.
I'm interested to see if old Caitlin Clark playing that. I want to see how she fare in the preseason. So I'm excited about basketball in general, man, but the playoffs just a different breed. So
excited. And we got a lot to talk about the playoffs. A lot of things that popped off, man. New York came out strong. Denver came out strong.
Lakers blowing leads per usual.
Did y'all see Michael Jordan Jr., who I've been telling y'all about all season? Playing like MJ, it broke my heart though because he was giving KD the business.
Yeah, facts. I ain't got a lot to you.
Oh my!
Is that what you're most excited about? Well, tell me that. You like that series?
I mean, I like Ant's arrival. I like the fact that we're seeing a new class of players step in to be the face of the league. Yeah. I like the fact that we don't know who's going to win the championship. Like, we have no clue. It's not one of those things where we coming in. Like, yeah, everybody has favorites, but I don't really think there's a clear-cut favorite. And I love the fact that we have that in the playoffs now because now you got to watch every series. Everything is not just a foregone conclusion. I think that's dope.
Hey, man, hold on. The grass.
That Pelicans and OKC series, yeah. That is exciting.
What'd you say, Drew?
We're gonna have to holler at produce about that graphic, man.
What's wrong with it?
Hey, get Sabonis and Murray up out of here, man. And Curry, hold up, man.
It's starting in the playoffs, man. Gotta do it, bro. And it is what it is. See, tell me what you're most excited about, man.
For this round, I'm excited about OKC and the Pelicans. That has been real, real interesting and fun to watch. And ooh, that SGA, yeah. man.
Is it
fair yet with no Zion?
I'm playing, boys, man.
Not really.
No, it's not.
They playing their hearts out though. So
I don't know what CJ McCollum was doing last night on the last shot, but
I ain't gonna lie, it's not a good look for the Thunder that the Pelicans look that good without him. But I was having a conversation earlier. Somebody was saying, yo, they want to see Trae Young get traded to the Pelicans to play with Zion. They said they wanted to keep Brandon Ingram, they wanted to keep Zion, and they wanted to get Trae Young there. Which, I mean, it's
today,
the Hawks.
I heard that Trae Young should go to San Antonio.
San Antonio don't want him.
Oh, but
they said they don't feel like he's a good fit. So, I mean, so that's one of the things where we got to ask, like, where's the best fit for him to be? Because, you know, that's a shooting point guard.
They voted my boy top five most overrated, bro.
Ooh, no. I didn't even want to see you that today, bro.
Right? Disrespectful, bro.
Yeah, Trey.
Rudy Gobert, number one. I think Trey was number three, which is crazy. Yeah.
But who's number two?
Jordan Poole. Oh,
man. That makes sense, though. I like that. So tell me about this series. So you excited about the Thunder, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans. Was there a series that surprised you when we're talking about, like, I mean, the Cavaliers and the Magic, Bucks and the Pacers, Damian came out and did his thing. Knicks and the Sixers, Knicks showed up. Like, what are we looking at? The Celtics I feel like we're going to win this series, but I think they was going to put their foot on their neck first game.
But then they just started doing careless things. Like, no, what are you – all them turnovers in the fourth quarter, you gave them some type of light. What are you guys doing? And that's why I always say, like, you just can't trust them. Like, no, I understand it's the first round and, you know, we have them definitely winning, but it's the playoffs. You cannot give up.
I feel like a lot of what we saw in the first games are not going to be telling what the series is going to look like. Like, everybody excited about Dame dropping 35, but he did it in the first half. He ain't scoring the second half. And the fact that he ain't scoring the second half and Doc don't make adjustments, it's only going to take one because Tyrese is not going to have that type of game all seven games of the series.
They was definitely the rookies in that situation, and they came out like a little bit lacking, but Dame can't do that constantly. Yeah. I just feel like he did it because he was so used to playing that type of game, not looking to another star when he was, you know, in Portland. So it was like, all right, I can do this, but can you do it for a whole series? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. The series I'm most excited about is probably the Nuggets and the Mavs, bro. I got the Clippers in six, but I think it'll be a competitive series. I just don't think the Mavs can match up with the Clippers, honestly. And to be real with you, I would probably let Kawhi sit down for a minute, man. They looked real good yesterday without him.
So
I want to see Harden get some points in the second half. I definitely want to see him do that.
So let's also temper this, right? Because it's James Harden. He gave him buckets in the first game, but we all know you got to temper those expectations with James, and Luka and Kyrie are not going to come out at the same time. I think Daniel Gafford also was a little nicked up in that first game.
He got in foul trouble early.
Yeah, he's big for them. That's why I said I don't think a lot of what we've seen in the first games are going to be what we're going to see throughout these series. Of course, the Sixers and Knicks, I'm worried about that because I'm worried about Joel's health. He had 70%, and then Tyrese got an illness tonight. But if Tobias plays 60% and doesn't give up stupid shots, the Sixers win that game.
Yeah.
When you
Oubre got a rebound for sure.
When you look at the Lakers, I don't see the Lakers struggling like that again.
I
see Brian literally coming out next game and just being like, all right, let me shut this down. And then it's setting the path. I see that going seven games. So there's a lot of these series, man. Like, I don't see them as foregone conclusions from the first game. It's just like, all right, most of those teams won the first games because they were at home and that's what they were supposed to do. The only one I do see like that, though, is that Timberwolves Suns series. Because
you see what you see from them,
bro. So the Suns are not built to win the way they are. I think it's time we call that what it is.
I don't know,
Katie giving you 31 is great, but when you're putting so much on KD's back and the fact that, like, he has to guard the best player,
he doesn't like that,
right?
And he likes to just play basketball.
Ant was running him through pick and rolls and, like, doing all kinds of stuff, and he was abusing that man.
And he called him old. That's crazy.
They have to switch KD off of him so KD can be able to take over and do all those things because he's exerting too much. Bradley Beal's not giving you what he's supposed to give you. Devin Booker was out here playing like a 2K player at the beginning of my career. Yeah. Like, you can't do that, bro. And
that was a good one, Will.
Listen, I think they're gonna shake back up, man. I think
Booker's
gonna have a good game next game.
I think the Tim won it.
Say what?
That part
won it, bro.
For sure. They definitely do.
But Cat guarding KD ain't gonna make it, bro.
I saw you say that and I agree, but at the same token, too, if Cat is encouraged to do so, Cat might make KD work, bro.
You have to.
I can see that.
They're gonna have to run him into.
Who else gonna slow down a 7-foot pull up shooter?
And then any screen he getting either Jaden McDaniels on him or Rudy Gobert. So
they gotta switch it up. But I think the Wolves want it, bro. I don't, unless KD do what he did when he was in Brooklyn and where he still came up short. I don't see it, bro. And I feel bad because y'all know how I feel about my boy KD, man.
I was like, wow, they want all the smoke.
We know how you feel.
He got that man buckets. He crossed that man three times in one sequence, bro. And I was like, come on, bro. It's got to be the shoes. Hey, Foot Locker can kick rocks, bro, because they were sending my joints, man, for them All-Americans. And I just knew I was going to have them. Somebody from Foot Locker owed me something, man. Well, you got to run me the fade, bro.
I got to get some new kicks tonight. I'm actually ordering some tonight while you said that.
I haven't bought sneakers since December.
Man, I bought four pair, and then somebody sent me a pair, so I need to chill for a minute.
I gotta relax. I got to catch up on the shoe game. All right, what you got for the rest of the night?
You need to switch them hats out. That's what you need.
I got Cleveland up. What you say?
Said you need to switch your hat out because your brim look disgusting right now.
Why you ain't on that bad hat, bro?
He hated it, bro.
Because I don't like what he did at the beginning of the show. At the beginning of the show, bro. And I
talk about smoke. We gotta talk about that though. So
it's okay. That's all it is. I got 17 up on Cleveland. Cleveland 17 up on Orlando.
This series good is over, bro.
With Suggs got hurt too.
So Suggs up 4 on the Knicks.
Yo, man, we gotta pull this out, bro. Because
Maxie had a good half too.
He did. Joel, the thing is, man. Yo, Joel. At 60% gave you 28, 9, and 5. Like, Hardenstein and all the other guys can't do nothing with him, man.
And it sucks that he's hurt, yo.
I've been defending Tobias all season, bro.
You have, bro.
You have.
I've been defending Tobias all season, bro.
We need that 25-10 you said.
Now he let me down, dog. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Maybe because you know he's about to go to Detroit next year. So, in his head, all he hears is Detroit basketball. And he's just like,
Lakers, they got LA and Denver tonight, 10 o'clock. Who you got?
I think LA pulled it out.
No. I'm going with Lakers.
No.
This
is my thing about them, bro.
Here you go.
I'm a realist, bro. Everybody's saying, I got Nuggets.
You know, Reed's going to do that again.
6 or 7. I don't see nothing different from last year, bro. What's different?
D'Lo went 6 for 21, bro.
Okay.
Same as last year.
Bro.
That That's what I'm saying. But one game we talking. If what he's been this season, he's gonna have to show that in the playoffs. Austin Reeves can't be a pedestrian during the game.
Well, he need to act like one of those Nuggets players is Alvarado. Austin Reeves can play basketball.
Thank you.
Hey, but y'all told me this was a championship team.
No, I did not. And I was hating. I never said that, bro.
We need to go back. We need to go back a couple episodes, bro, because it was said.
Go back. I never said that. In fact, I said we should have traded them.
Nah, you did end up saying that. But you said that later.
They not it, bro. I mean, they good players, but the man got to guard Murray. Murray posting Reeves up like he 5 feet tall, bro. Again,
it's only a matter of time before Austin Reeves got a Charlotte Hornets uniform on. So,
I think he might get fur. We'll
see. I mess with y'all.
Pop don't want
that. Let's get to this next segment, man. We're talking about the before we move, let me just make sure we get on there and tell me exactly what you got for the brackets. Y'all got Cleveland for that series?
No. Yes.
Yes.
No? Right. I want to hear the Orlando Magic song.
New York or 76ers?
I'm still taking the Sixers, man. I'm taking the Sixers to the end. I'm not like you.
I said the Sixers, bro.
No, I'm talking about you and the Lakers.
Oh,
Thunder Pelicans,
bro. Who?
Huh? Thunder Pelicans.
I'm going to take the Thunder by.
I'm going to go with OKC.
Six. Clippers and Mavs.
Thunder and five. Clippers and six.
Timberwolves. Mavs me off. I'm going with the Mavs. Mavs.
Timberwolves, Suns.
Timberwolves.
Nuggets like
seven.
Nuggets.
I'm
going with Brown. Are you kidding me?
So divided.
I want to be right now with you, see, man, but I don't see it.
That boy is loyal. I still think it's going to go seven.
Four.
We talking about Eric Spoelstra, bro. We're talking about Eric Spoelstra. That thing is not going
for right, we'll get
Jimmy Butler playing.
Bucks and Pacers.
I hate that. Before we move on, it really bothers me that Jimmy is not playing because it's like, come on. The Celtics could have got bounced out in the first round, and I'd have been so happy.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man, ain't you up there?
Hey,
I've never been a Boston Celtics fan. No,
you might like them Saints fans that live in Georgia, man.
She got a Boston accent, but she don't like Boston.
No, not at all.
And I can't stand them because when I go in there repping Bron, I can't stand TD at all. I already got kicked out.
Give me Bucks and Pacers.
If y'all play, I got Bucks and six.
I'm gonna still go Pacers.
What? I ain't messing with this, man. Just being a realist, embrace this, Will. All right, man, chill out. Hey, look, let's get right to it, man. Playoffs is popping off. They got a lot to talk about. A lot of games. We got three games going on tonight. Obviously, games going on for the rest of the week and week following. Pay attention. We're gonna be talking about all of it. Let's get to this dog class, man. Let's get over to Kelsey Plum in this dog class she got going on. This is the second year of it. Right? Like the first year of the inaugural 2023, 2024 got coming on. Now this thing we're going to talk about because I want people to really know about this thing. I don't want to shortchange it. So the theme behind it, Kelsey Plum struggled on her transition from college basketball to becoming a pro, but navigated through the challenges by keeping a dog mentality. This camp dog class will help women college athletes bridge the gap to a professional level. Kelsey leads with grit, drive, passion, never giving up when challenges begin to rise. Now, talk to me about how beneficial this could be for top college players coming out of their respective universities, colleges, out of the tournament, and getting with someone who's done it, been through it, and succeeded at the highest level. What does that really look like? See, I feel like everybody knows we're going to start with you, so I'm going to start with Will. Will, talk to me about what this really means for college athletes going into trying to become professionals in WNBA.
I think it's great, especially when you think about about her story and, you know what I'm saying, you know, how she got to where she got to. Because, you know, when she came into the league, it wasn't all peaches and cream, even though she was a top player. Like, she went through a lot. She went through a lot of injuries. She went through some losses. And so, like, people think she's just here now and she's always been winning. And her story is really dope. So I think it's going to be great from the standpoint of helping the WNBA ladies and the college ladies prepare themselves for what the future looks like, yeah. which is something that's literally, I think, is needed in all leagues to begin with. On top of that, you got Under Armour who that's sponsors it, which is a big plus, especially for the WNBA ladies in the and now with the availability of the NIL deals. Now you can not only show these scouts how good you are, but now you potentially have a deal, whether you're coming out of college or coming straight into the league, and you're getting the best from a champion who, you know what I'm saying, has had MVP caliber years.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Drew, talk to me about that, man. Mentorship, providing the tools and resources, pushing them in the right direction, how to create it and keep a dog mentality, how to stay healthy and play long years in the WNBA. What does that look like for college players who are good and full of skill, but don't really know how to navigate moving to the next level?
Before I answer that, man, did she started this on her own?
It's in conjunction with Under Armour.
When she got signed with Under Armour.
Yeah. Oh, so for me, man, it's just a testament to her character, and it tells you that she wants to progress the game even more than it already has been. Because, I mean, I'm sure if she didn't want to, she didn't have to do that. But to come in, kind of play the big sister role to the young ones coming up out of college and showing them, like, all right, this is what a practice will be like. This is what, drills going to look like. And then dropping a little bit of mentorship on them, letting them know, you know, they got to fight through trials and tribulations. And then I'm pretty sure she said something along the lines of, if you need anything, feel free to reach out, even if we're not on the same team. So that's just huge, man. Huge aspect in life in general when you got somebody that'll kind of put you under the wing and drag you along if need be.
For sure. See, I'm gonna come to you next. And for those who don't know about the Kelsey's Dog class, second year of it, what she does, inspired by her number 10, she invites 9 of the top guards in the country out of women's college basketball guards. So top guards coming to play with one of the top guards in the NBA, back-to-back champion. Like, just an all-star all around in what she does. But see, tell me what this – I mean, like I think Will hinted at it. He said it when he talked about what the dog class meant. When you're talking about this should be done at every level and at almost every league, like, how beneficial is it for somebody like – because this isn't just a regular, like, no-name WNBA player, right? Kelsey Plum is a pivotal piece of a back-to-back champions in the WNBA. What does that really mean? And what does that really mean? And it shouldn't be in every league.
I think it just shows that she's real. Cause one, she had to admit her struggles first. And not only are you teaching them skills, but the one that stuck out to me the most is the media training and the brand building. Because some of these guards, as we see, you could be the greatest of greatest. If you don't have the ideal look, you ain't going to get certain marketing behind you. So a way to build your own brand is one thing that if I was in that position, I would like to take from her, not only, you know, how to be a dog on the court, but another is the fact that freshmen have the chance to go to this and continue to grow when they still have 3 more years of college left.
You gotta love that. And I think
they ain't never leave, brother. What you mean?
They coming back, man. They coming back. When we talking about that, and Kelsey Plum being like the dog that she is, I love the fact that it continues after the camp, right? Like it continues. Like, look, hit me up. Do what you got to do. I want to go through what this 2024 class. I mean, you got
KK Arnold, Dave Fim, Mylesia Fuwale, Isaiah James, Georgia Amore, Raven Johnson, Kate Martin got it invited after the fact. But yeah, Raven Johnson and Georgia Amore, this is their second year there.
I like that you went through the names. I was looking at them like,
I said, but.
Hey, what y'all know about your boy is I'm about to run through this thing. Anyway,
we're going to say who?
I'm about to be like, you know what? I can do this. I was in pre-show looking like
that. I think it's dope, man, because she ain't loving basketball in them, you know what I'm saying, and treating them like Monica McCall. Ain't no soft freshman coming to take my spot. Like, she ain't doing them like that. She giving them game because, like essentially the whole goal is for the league to grow. And the best way for the league to grow is for these young women to come in and have the tools prepared, because it's a different lifestyle. And when you have it from a champion and from somebody who's not only been high but also been low and been that first pick, there's no better person to be able to do it. And Kelsey does it often on and off the court. Like, you see how she does it with her teammates. So she's the perfect person for this to happen with. And shout out to Under Armour for being a part of it, man, just continuing to push the women's game where it needs to be.
And the fact that her record didn't get broken until this year, Kelsey Plums, so that solid. You're learning from greatness for sure.
And look at this, a little bit of a window into the camp itself. It said, led by Kelsey and her performance team, they go through multiple on-court sessions a day, skill development, receiving personalized one-on-one coaching from Kelsey and her team, on-court training, wearing the latest designer innovation from UA Basketball, the five Lux shoe, specifically designed for women. These shoes offer better support for the movement, today's female athlete.
The shoe is great.
Elevated design. Yeah, the shoe is fire.
That's what I'm saying. Stability. Like, they also receive a custom dog class apparel from UA's Unstoppable collection. Like, that stuff is super dope.
She gives out awards. Sanaya Rivers won the award.
I'll bet. And a good
she was out there giving them work, though.
Work.
She was out there giving them work. I was watching all the videos, and I was like, all right, easy.
That's what you need, right?
A dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and like, we'll end with this, man. A quote from Kelsey herself: having the right game plan off the court is a huge part of succeeding on the court. And I want to make sure we're giving these athletes all the tools to maximize their potential when they reach the next level. Definitely, Caleb gonna bring one money to the. Of course, bro. Was he trying to lead to our next topic? Let's go to commercial real quick. But when we come back,
hold the town.
We gonna talk about what you talking about. You know what I mean? And we'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process, and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals, and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Bro, shout out to Big Bro. Shout out to Ozell Brand. You can get him anywhere. Look him up. My man's is out here doing numbers, doing work, always supporting the team. We absolutely appreciate it.
Don't need my biker shorts.
Big facts. Cleats, shoes. Well, I mean, they're everywhere. Just search it. You'll find it. And check them out, ozellbrand.com. Let's get into this, man. Hey, man.
Why you be allowing this, man? Like,
hey, Kayla, get to the bag, man.
Miles, but you be on my case every time I say something about the Jones. All kinds of stuff. You cut me off, but
what do you mean? You
know, I'm just trying to get some clothes.
Oh, 494 Beyonce over here. Just be, she out of pocket, bro.
I don't like Beyonce. I'm not a beehive. So maybe like a Barb, you should have said, because that's more me.
She got a whole fan club at the barbershop, dog. Like, it's gotta stop. It's gotta stop. We're
looking
bro.
Out for the squad, bro.
They were sending me texts like, yo, when's she coming back? Yo, mind your business, dude.
Well, I'm back. I'm here.
You already know it. Hey, look, Kayla getting to the bag. I tell you this. There was a lot of hype around Caitlin, and there still is, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't see this, though. I didn't see. I don't know. Maybe C, you can speak to it. Will, maybe you saw it. I don't know. I didn't see $28 million from Nike, 8-year deal. She was already a couple million.
I didn't see a shoe.
Say it again.
I didn't see a shoe.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
The hype around, like, you know, her game, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But the shoe, I was blown away.
They were creating posters and IG posts on her last shots and her college shots. We saw this coming, like, the whole thing is good, man. But it's unfortunate because she catching strays over something that's been going on for the past two, three years. Like, it's no knock on Caitlyn. Like, they gonna grasp onto the newest thing. Of course, Ice Cube, what he said, you know, that was ridiculous what he said. But she's catching strays because Asia, who's literally the best player in the league right now, still don't have a shoe. And I saw somewhere where somebody was like, tell Asia go to Reebok and let Shaq and AI take care of it. Can you imagine that rollout with her and Angel in some Reebok sneakers? But, you know, Nike keep blowing it. Like, you know, they had Sabrina had shoes, and we saw what happened with Sabrina. So it's the worry is, it's like, to the question that was asked, is Caitlin bringing money? She already is, because they're having to move these WNBA games to bigger arenas just so that they can come for one game. You know what I mean?
I bring moms with me to every Connecticut game so she could be there. Them tickets for that May 14th game against Indiana FIBA went up triple just for that game, just to make sure she's sitting behind me. So
you gotta make money. What do we see in the 80s, right? Magic and Bird was a narrative, right? Come to the 90s with MJ doing exactly what he did by getting six rings. Like, you gotta run with the narrative to make the league great. And Caitlin is the narrative right now, right? When you talk about DT going online and being like, man, she still gotta come see us. She still gotta do this.
But that was the media twisting that around, because DT was asked a question.
No, you know what I'm saying? But you have
and
to
it was it. Just more of like, you know, well, you're about to play a grown woman. You ain't about to just, you know, do everything you do like you did in college. That ain't about to happen. And I don't know if it was RJ, but RJ said that these women in the league are not playing for a degree. These women in the league are paying to pay their bills, take care of their kids, and do, you know, real life. So they're not going to just bow down to you. You know, they got to give you the business. And I hope so. I hope they do. Because not only is your game's just going to get better.
But that's going to help every team that plays against Caitlin, that wants to shut her down, lock her up. Like, you got to run with this. Be mad, but be mad enough to put it on the basketball court. Don't hate.
I don't think anybody's hating, and I don't think anybody's mad. I don't think anybody's mad. I just think it's more of when you speak on it, because it's Caitlin, it automatically turns into hate. Regardless of what you may say, I don't think that's truly hate for somebody. DT is like that. That's her demeanor. And I don't think it waited. It says like, oh, okay. No, I truly think that because it's Caitlin and who Caitlin is and what Caitlin has done for the game and what she's going to do at the next level and already making the impact in the WNBA as far as bringing in money, ticket sales, jersey sales, getting bigger arenas. Yes, absolutely. But I just think, because if you don't agree what everyone says to Caitlin, you're hating.
It's ironic, man, because DT been almost considered a dirty player by some. She's been talking junk for years. Now, all of a sudden, because it's Caitlin, now it's a problem? Like, where was the problem at a couple years ago?
I just want to know
the criteria.
There was no narrative 20 years
ago. They should have been watching Kobe.
There's a narrative now.
Bro. You see, that's how the Kobe responds.
You see the rookie versus the GOAT posters they got going on?
Crazy.
Where?
On social media for their game that's coming up in Phoenix, rookie versus GOAT. Literally, whoever is doing this, you want to come work for Sports Talk with C so you can put out my media content, because, I mean, it was literally 2 hours, GOAT versus rookie. And, I mean, who's the only thing I want to know, that DT is the GOAT. That's what the people were saying.
I agree, Mom.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to know, what is the criteria?
We need to stop throwing this whole GOAT
What is the criteria
to get a shoe? DT's game for years. She just knows how to play. She gets to it.
But she's leading in scoring.
Some people consider her the GOAT, bro. For real.
She's leading in scoring. But I just
about the players, like, that's the GOAT.
Can I ask y'all a question about this? And we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this. A GOAT is somebody who is dominant on the offensive and defensive end. Is DT dominant on both ends?
Is that the only criteria?
Hold up. Is DT dominant on both ends?
dominant?
Is there a player in the WNBA right now who is dominant on the offensive and defensive side?
Of course.
So you want us to call Asia the GOAT?
Stop disrespecting exactly what it is. Before her, it was like it was Maya Moore. Like, we completely forgot Maya Moore when we were talking about greatest college players because we put Caitlin there. Maya
Moore. Oh, I know. I didn't forget right Maya Moore. The
business, bro. That GOAT conversation got to stop, dog. Like DT, well, nice. DT top five all time, but like, let's not make it seem
Maya
like.
Maya Moore could get everybody.
That's facts, hey. Ma.
We don't know. Hey.
But my thing is, like, what is the criteria for you having a shoe?
Okay, Nathan.
Because we could talk about Asia's accolades all night long and what she could possibly do to three-peat next this coming season. So my thing is, like, what is the criteria? Because I'm not seeing it. Why, is she not breaking scoring records? Like,
I can tell you.
To get a shoe.
What the criteria is, but I think the producer is going to pull me out the show, so I'm not going to
say. Right. I mean, we could probably say that.
I think it's simple, man. The best player don't always get a shoe. Nikola Jokic don't have a shoe.
That's a great point.
So
that might have been
your marketability, bro. That's literally all it is. Ant-Man got a shoe in his first how many years in the league?
Two.
Hold up. Because Ant-Man to give Jokic that work, and I hope it happens.
That's what I'm saying, though, bro. He wasn't giving Jokic that work back then when he first got it.
But the thing is, man, you got to be great and you got to be marketable, bro. Look, with all due respect, I like Jokic. What kind of shoe you going to market around Jokic? Some horseshoes?
Despicable
Minion 3s, right. I get
the Minion 3s. Like, what is he going to wear, dog? Like, what are you going? They're just now starting to promote him in that way. But when you got people like Sabrina and Stewie who have shoes,
we have Sabrina, Elena Deladon, Breonna Stewart, and now Caitlin Clark.
Oh, you mean to tell me the best player in the league don't have a shoe?
I think
they have their own shoe, bro. Bro, they keep recreating this one, the cosmic for Asia, bro. She don't want that shoe.
Is that the one she did the interview with? Just the one she had. Okay.
Yeah. So that's all I want to know, Nike. Just let me know what the criteria is because. Yeah.
Do we know if she's endorsed by anybody? I mean, endorsed by Asia.
Asia's endorsed by Nike.
By Nike, but she ain't got no shoe.
She's a Nike basketball player, and the Cosmic Unities are like her signature shoe, like how Vince had the Shock.
Yeah.
But the issue is, yo, you basically took Kobe's shoe, took some stuff off it, and gave it to Sabrina. How does Asia not have a shoe? Like, the best player in the league, in this constant disrespect from 2K to everything else, it's like, for some reason, they're against making her the face of the league, and she keep proving it. Like, she keep winning, she keep doing everything she's doing, and you not even giving her that shine or that love. Like, that's crazy.
Hey,
Brady says, she's more than a champion. She's a symbol of resilience, compassion, and unwavering dedication. Her story is a reminder for someone with passion and fearlessness, that anyone can achieve greatness. That's what Tom Brady said.
Are we gonna see, but
he's not lying.
I ain't saying he's lying, but I saw a look on Miles' face. And Miles,
but he's not lying. How you gonna be mad? Aren't you an Aces fan?
No, he an Aces fan. He a sellout. He a LA.
That was about Asia.
Yes, that was about Asia.
Okay, I thought you was reading that about Caitlin. That's why I made that face.
No, he said that about Asia.
Okay, my bad.
Hey, are we gonna see NBA players with her shoe on?
Yes,
Caitlin's.
Caitlin's. Yeah, Tyrese is gonna be the first one to get it.
Who?
Tyrese Halliburton. He's gonna be the first one to get it.
I guarantee you're gonna see less people in them Sabrinas and more people in them Caitlin's because they're gonna put more dollars behind Caitlin.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. It wasn't like Caitlin was lacking before she got this. She had State Farm, Gatorade, Panini. Like, she was valued, just assets. I mean, like, just a brand, over $3 million before she talked about this deal. And don't forget her WNBA salary. Add that $76,000 in there. You know what I'm saying? Put it in there. But this is my thing. When you're looking at, and this is an interesting stat, the number one pick in the NBA – it's 10.6 mil. This is almost what? How many times did you say? 137 times more. than what Clark is making. But she's making it off the court. And you, the first year as endorsement is going to be crazy for her.
We'll get, if it's done right from her coming into the league, it will get there.
I agree.
I think it's going to, like I said, in the earlier show, bro, I give it like 5-6 years, man. I think they work out some different deals, different TV deals, and them contracts gonna start looking a lot different. Come
because the talent is just getting better.
I don't even think it's gonna be 5 years, bro. I think it's probably gonna be more like 2 or 3.
Possibly. It's just the talent is only getting better. Everyone says Caitlin Clark's scoring record can't be broken, but I believe it can be broken.
Hey, man, one thing. I will be at that first Chicago Sky Indiana Fever game in Chicago. I will be there.
I'll be there.
So if you want to take me out, man, just mark that date on your calendar. You'll find me.
We're trying to go the same thing with the Dream, man. So had to shout it out for sure.
They're sold out for the season, the Dream.
I love it, man. That's gonna be solid, man. Let's get to this thing. So let the woman be a part of the practice squad.
That'd be fire, boys.
I think it's the same thing. So let's get to this thing, man. So it's shout out to Caitlin. Shout out to the money bags. Shout out to, I hope all the hype that is happening right now. You stand up to it. You look it in the face and you kill that thing, man. Because there's a lot
shout
of
shout out to Asia.
Oh, definitely. You already know. Okay. Let's get to this award season, man. NBA award season. Y'all think WNBA has a better deal longevity wise than the Big Three for CC?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. CC going to the Big Three, they gonna purposely try to hurt her, bro, just to prove a point. So she don't need to be there.
Feel that girl, man.
Her dream has always been to play for the WNBA and play for USA team.
AC, she gonna be in the.
I heard they might get a chance this week. I mean, this year.
Bro's some big dogs in that league, bro. She better just chill.
Let's talk about it. Let's get to this award season, man. NBA awards. We know we got end of season award, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, Coach of the Year, Sixth Man. Like, let's talk. We already talked through it earlier. I think it was pre-show. We didn't talk about it on the show. Let's start from the top and just work our way down, man. Finalists. Kia MVP, the most valuable player. Three people. We got Luka, we got Shea, we got Nikola. Are we just going for the third in 3 years for Jokic?
No.
The narrative with Shea.
He gonna get it.
That's Luka.
It's Luka.
From three articles I've read, they're leaning towards Luka, but they say the Shea has the strongest.
He has the story.
Mm-hmm. What Luka has done this season, if you put Luka on the Nuggets or the Thunder, they're even better. I can't say the same thing about putting them two on the Mavericks.
Even better?
34-9-9, bro.
Do you see what Luka is doing with the team he had? Can you outside of Kyrie, can you tell me who's in that starting lineup?
Yeah.
When Luka's not being Luka, bro.
That's kind of crazy. You got Derrick Jones Jr. out there running the floor with him.
But it's almost like Luka can take a group, and it's no disrespect to the Mavericks because I like the Mavericks. But Luka has the ability to take a group of the YMCA players, and he could probably take them to the 7 or 6 seed easy, bro.
But the problem
I don't know
is
what it is.
To do it, he proves it, and then the leadership organization treats it as such. Let me just get you one person, and you'll figure out the rest. There's an other side of the coin to that. And I think what we're seeing what Dallas is doing is let me bring in somebody to see who works. The championship is going to be won by not the two main players, but the supporting cast they have around them. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Luka having to do 34-9-9 and probably even up that in the playoffs to win the playoff series. You can't win a championship with that.
I mean, you can, but it's hard.
It's gonna be very hard to do so. All right, so y'all leaning towards Luka?
I'm leaning toward Luka, bro, but I think they still gonna give it to Jokic.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't see it, man. Jokic ain't had a year he's had in the past.
He hasn't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this out there. If my boy wasn't hurt, it's a foregone conclusion. He's a two-time MVP. So whatever.
We agree.
Absolutely.
Didn't he average a triple double?
He's not averaging a
triple
double this year.
Oh, no, bro, 26, 12 and 9.
Yeah, no. I think
his
numbers down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Defensive player of the year. We got Bam. We got Rudy. We got Victor. I know we want to argue, but we ain't got a lot more time on the show. I know AD. We feel like he got disrespected and snubbed. But at the same time,
there are some sinners.
We got to pick the three that's on here, man. Who we got?
I think it's time to give it to Bam.
No.
I think it's time to give it. Bro, they're not.
This is the only reason I say it, bro. No. I cannot give a big man a defensive player of the year who does not average one block a game.
Like, you don't average a block a game?
No.
Point 0.8, I think it's 0.8, ain't it?
Yes, and I said one, and Drew corrected me to make sure I was right.
But the thing about that is, though, is because he don't sit in the paint. Bam guards everybody. Victor and Rudy literally sit in the paint, so of course they're gonna have those blocks.
Man,
I get it.
I would probably.
Who you got, Drew?
It's tough for me to take the individualism out of it. Because one hand, you got Rudy Gobert, who got his team number one at defense, but he also got some other great, good defenders on his team, bro.
Yeah, big fan. Mm-hmm.
You got Wimby, who is a phenom individually, man. I would probably give it to the Rook, bro.
I'm Wimby.
Okay. All right, let's get on to it. Most improved player, Tyrese.
Yes, sir. Maxie all the way.
I like
you're going with Kobe White.
You're going with Kobe White. I mean, that was solid too, but Maxie went up at least 6 points. He he went from 2.9 rebounds to 3.7 rebounds. He only averaged 3.5 assists and jumped up to 6.2 assists. I feel as though that Maxie is definitely most improved.
Maxie was an all-star and is about to get all NBA considerations this year.
I agree.
Kobe White ain't doing that.
Listen to what I'm saying, though, bro. It's a most improved. So Maxie averaged 20 last year. Now he has 25.
Almost 26. 25.9. Yeah. That's 26.
Kobe jumped up pretty high this year, bro.
What's he averaging?
He went from 9.7 points to 19.1.
And what's his team record?
See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
But if we're being real about it, that's what they're going to take into account.
Yeah, they probably will, but it's wrong, bro. They need to change the name of it.
Give me the next one. Rookie of the year. Chet, Brandon.
Are
you kidding me?
I just want to hear y'all say it. We got to make sure. Sixth man of the year. We got Bobby. We got Nas. And we got Malik.
That's Nas, bro.
I like Malik.
When you look at what Nas has done all season and what he's doing in the playoffs, bro, like he's a catalyst for that team's winning.
I feel like the Kings are just not the same team when Malik is just not playing.
I have to
give it to him.
Give me clutch player of the year, Steph, DeMar, Shea.
That's DeMar.
You think so?
That's DeMar, bro. Ain't nobody touching DeMar in clutch moments. He just on the wrong team, man.
But he only had three clutch threes this year.
He's on the wrong team, man.
You know who should have been in that, bro? Jokic should have been in that combo.
Clutch? No, he shouldn't have.
Yes, he should have.
he don't need to win everything.
Well, yeah. DeMar has 10 clutch buckets on 22 attempts.
Solid.
DeMar.
Give me coach of the year.
What's the boy name from the Timberwolves?
The Thunder.
Chris Finch.
Yeah.
I'm giving the Thunder coach.
You don't like Mark DeNot?
I'm giving him that.
Nah,
they were 5-5 with Shea O and Chris Finch were 8-2 when Cat was out.
Hey, man,
that's because Cat's not their best player.
All stars in the
game. Yeah, but
Cat's not their best player. And that's a testament to Finch because he got them boys together.
He got them boys together, man.
Like he got that city on fire.
Hey, bro. But the Thunder coach, though.
Mark, yeah, I can't pronounce his last name,
but we saw this in them last year. We didn't see this last year with the Wolves.
Not this dogness with the Wolves, no.
Yeah, we did. We saw that. We saw it with the about the Thunder. We saw this last year, Drew, because we talked about this last year.
I'm talking about the Wolves.
But number one,
right, last year.
Yeah, we didn't, bro. We didn't see this last year from the
Wolves. Last year, we was clowning Rudy for a while.
This is fact.
We still clown Rudy, but
yeah, you're right.
The rest of the team, and then Mike Conley has been great for them.
Yeah,
that's facts. Mm-hmm. Hey. Last question ended out. Drew, who won the championship?
Oh, man. Here we go.
He always got to end on some craziness.
Man, that's tough. I think the Boston Celtics get it, bro.
Will?
I say that only because Embiid hurt, dog.
Yeah. If Joel get together, they win. But I'm honestly going to lean towards the Timberwolves, man.
It's real, bro. It look good.
Because the Timberwolves against the Celtics, they going to run the Celtics.
I don't know, bro.
Well, last week I said a totally different answer. This week it's definitely changing. last week I said the Mavs, but I don't know about that. I sure did. This week I'm going to have to agree with Will and go the Timberwolves.
I ain't mad at it with the Celtics, man. Look. Y'all know where it is. Y'all know where it comes at, man. 494 here on MTMV Sports. You want to talk basketball? This is where you talk about Wolves for the win. I love it. Look, you want to talk basketball? This is where basketball is at. Tell me what you got, and we're gonna talk back. I guarantee you. If you really want to get to it, get on Twitter and at @Jew_chasing.
It's called the Hudson. So if you get caught up in any foolery on social media, it's called the Hudson.
I got finals after May 2nd. I want all the smoke for the whole summer.
I'm not even lying. I don't engage or pay any attention to him anymore.
Hey, I want all the smoke.
I love it. Make sure, hey, look, every Monday, 8:30, man, y'all come check us out. 494 Podcast on everything. That's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, 494 Podcast. 494, if you put the Cash App in front of the cash sign, You can support the show, support the movie, support what we got going on, man.
Hey, I'm hugging.
Was it this episode?
I'm hugging aunties.
Nah, next.
I'm hugging aunties. Just cash at $5.
Big fat.
I come to you. Oh yes.
And make sure, chill out. Make sure y'all
you
come
see how
back
close I got to the camera.
Next
hold up.
We shout the team as well. MTMV Sports.
You see how close I got? How you doing, how ladies?
Hey, make sure you come back next week. We'll be celebrating. Our 100th episode. Make sure y'all come back, man, and celebrate next week.
I can remember my first episode when somebody said Scottie Barnes was the greatest player of all time. Shout out to 100 episodes.
Hey, shout out to the head top. Make sure y'all here next week. We're going to have some giveaways this week. So, 494 Podcast, check it out. You know what I mean? Come back. Mondays, 8:30. MTV Sports, 494 Podcast. Yeah, be safe.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your boy, Miles Austin.
And this is your girl, Sports Talk with C, and you just watched the show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you saw,
make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Act like you know.